This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joined right now by Boston Sports Journal's Mike Giardi, who joins us here on the hotline. Mr. Giardi, how are we doing?
What the hell just happened there?
I don't know. It got away from me, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you were singing some jingles. Stiz calls me and forgets what show he's calling for. He's like, you ready to come on?
What show did he say?
I got stuck. It was like it wasn't working.
We're rebranding, Mike. That's all.
Yes, because we're WEEI Afternoons now. It's not WEEI Afternoon Show. It's now WEEI Afternoons.
Which, fancy. Congratulations, guys.
Well, can I say it's just what I've been calling it the whole time? I didn't realize. Yeah. I was just saying it wrong this entire time. So there we go. Anyway, Mike, I opened the show, and we opened the show here, talking about the culture, and not just the culture that Gerard Mayo is aiming to build here, but outside forces, reports over the weekend about bringing in help to help with Drake May, Van Pelt being kind of defiant about that on the midday show with Jones and Keefe, Mike Onwenu singing the praises of Van Pelt. Everybody's sort of circling the wagons a little bit. Do you think that that's happening in this locker room right now? And through 11 weeks, is that a progression that you've seen sort of come to fruition here over the last couple days?
I think you start to win some football games, and that's what builds culture. So I think the fact that they've won two out of the last three, granted, not the most beautiful football games, you know, maybe the Jets were more responsible for you winning than you were for winning that game. And then obviously you lose a game that Tennessee was playing about as bad a football as anybody else, but you bounce back and you make the Bears look bad, get their offensive coordinator fired. I think there's a little bit of a pep in their step this week. Like, hey, maybe we're not that bad. Maybe we are headed in the right direction, and you're starting to get this, all the pickups and all these different things. Well, you know, when they were losing games, I think Alex referenced it in the interview with Jones and Keefe. I think they were in, like, what, we barely double digits when they lost to Miami in terms of pickups. So, like, you're losing, you're getting your you-know-what kicked in, and you're just kind of like, ugh, here we go again. We're doing the same thing we did last year, even with different people, different coaches. And now you start to get a little bit better vibe because you're winning some football games. And now it's cool to talk about culture because you're winning football games. But when you're not winning football games, you kind of keep that stuff in the background because it's just a bunch of happy horse crap that doesn't mean anything.
So we know that Gerard Mayo wants to set a certain culture. And quite honestly, that's why he was hired, because he's not really a play caller or an expert in other areas. So if he's not going to set a culture, then what would you say you do here, Mr. Mayo? How much of that culture, though, is being improved or set by the simple reality that quarterbacks change everything, and over the last month and a half, Drake May has brought a different vibe to this team?
Oh, I think if it's not 100% of the reason why, it's awfully close, because it's to that point. Not only have you won some games, but you're also – there's just an expectation that, dude, we can actually do some things offensively that we haven't been able to do since Tom Brady was here. Because the Cam Newton year was terrible. Max, one good year, but it was against backup quarterbacks and bad teams. And that was really a mirage for basically seven games in the middle of that season. Then it was crap after that, right? So it's like you finally have a guy at that position that has all the skills that you haven't had in eons. And actually, you know, in terms of his ability to, you know, run even better than what Brady did. Obviously, he's not, we're not comparing the two, but he's gave
whoa,
you that.
Whoa, 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 Giardi colon. Giardi colon, yep. May better than Brady.
Well, I'm just trying to stay with, keep up with you, Andy. I mean, holy crap. Yeah, he's just... Settle down over there just a little bit. I'm getting a little concerned.
He's very excitable when it comes to this stuff. It's true, yes.
he definitely is. So I think that just his – they see the possibility with this guy of what he's capable of doing. You know, they were seeing it in practice, and now they're seeing it translate to games. And even though some of those games were – you know, they got their faces kicked in a couple times with him starting – I still made that throw. Did you see that throw he made? Or did you see that run? Or did you see when he shrugged off the defender and then threw a laser down the middle of the field? Like – even in the game where I thought Sunday was his worst game as a starter, he still made a couple plays in that game that you're just like, yeah, okay. Like, I see the vision, and I can project what this could be if he continues to grow at the rate that he's growing.
Mike, is this defense going to continue what they sort of started in Chicago? I know that's a team that's going through it right now and fired their offensive coordinator, but was that enough of a boost of confidence and momentum for this defense to carry it into this game with the Rams?
I think even though it's many moons ago that they did what they did to Jared Goff and the Rams in the Super Bowl and sort of changed how McVay operates his offense to a certain degree, I think the Patriots are really comfortable playing against this system and playing against this personnel, because I think they look at Cooper Kupp's awesome, right? Puka's physical, like, fifth-round pick, just like, where'd he come from? How's he doing all this stuff? I think the Patriots look at their guys and go, my guy's a better athlete than your guy. My guy's a damn good cover corner. Like, I think they feel like they have the pieces necessary to make it a very hard game for the Rams on Sunday. And look, the Rams, that game, obviously, Monday night against Miami was pretty ugly. They're operating at a really slow pace, which kind of surprises me, because I think, you know, anytime you see a good offense, there's a pace to it. There's a, you know, there's a quickness, and we get a little tempo, even if you're huddling, but you're coming out of the huddle and you're snapping the ball at 20 seconds because you feel real good about the next play. They're taking it down. It's not quite Aaron Rodgers-like, but they were taking it down to 3-4 seconds on the clock, and it just – they didn't really have a lot of continuity and a lot of momentum going for them against Miami on Monday. And Miami, you know, it's a good defense, but it's not a great defense.
Mike, I believe that the key to this football game is the Rams' defensive front. Sounds like Alex Van Pelt kind of agrees as well. He's raved about them a couple different times. What's more likely when we're talking about this game Sunday night into Monday that we say, wow – that Patriots offensive line, they stuck together for a second straight week. They're getting a little continuity. They kind of at least met the challenge, if not won the challenge of that defensive front. Or we get a reality slap in the face and that defensive front dominates this offensive line.
I would say until they do this for two games in a row, Andy, from the offensive line perspective, that I'm going to tend to go favor the Rams side on this one. I think the Rams have... all year long with that defensive front and rotating bodies. But obviously Jared Verse, their first-round pick, has been phenomenal. Braden Fisk, I think, is second in terms of interior pressures amongst defense. No, he's actually first in interior pressures amongst defensive linemen or rookies, like by a long shot. Like, he has like 30, and the next closest guy for a rookie has like 14. So they've gotten a ton of production out of some guys that, you know, some younger players maybe.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A year early for some of these guys, and then, you know, some complimentary pieces that have stepped up for them as well, and it's, they're a handful up front. I mean, they have been all year. It's probably the best part of their football team, even with Stafford and Kupp and Nacua on the offensive side. Like, the level of play they've gotten from that group is probably their best position to this point.
We're talking with Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Mike, obviously the reports about the Crafts looking for outside help or maybe additional help to work with Drake May and sort of bring him along. What exactly do you think they're looking for?
I'm glad you guys brought this up because I was actually listening to you guys yesterday near the tail end of the 4 o'clock hour into the 5 o'clock
Thank
hour.
Thank you. It's our best segment usually.
Nailed
think,
it.
Right? Yeah.
Well, and much like Andy, the more I have sort of ruminated on this, the less I liked it. And my first reaction was kind of like, all right, you can do your due diligence. And if, you know, on some of the outskirts of the reporting that Albert did, you're talking about like, well, you know, you bring in someone who kind of like knows the college game a little bit better and maybe can sort of tailor some things to him. And that doesn't necessarily have to be the offensive coordinator, right? That could be someone to come in to sort of compliment the offensive coordinator and say, hey, look, Alex, you've done it for this way for a long time, but let's make some modifications or let's put this package in because this is something he did really well at North Carolina and we should try to carry that over. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, well, wait a minute. You sat him to begin the year. You brought him in maybe a little earlier than some of us thought you should have. Other people were like, you should have started from week one. But he's given you he's given you good play, periods of good play. It hasn't been perfect from start to finish, but you feel like from week in, week out, you see some things that he's doing. He did that better this week than he did last week, you know? And he did that better than he did last week. And okay, maybe he took a step back here with some turnover-worthy plays. But, like, by and large, it's going in the right direction. And why would you screw with that? Like, I know that the most recent example is with Josh Allen, right? They brought in Rick Dennison. Dennison was, as I think Breer called him, the OG of the Mike Shanahan system. And he got there. Rick Dennison was on, like, his third stop post-Shanahan. And every stop failed. So he gets to Buffalo, and it fails because he's trying to take this wild buck in Allen and try to kind of condense him into this form. And I think what you've seen here with Alex is there have been some wrinkles. There have been some different things that they've done that don't necessarily fit his quote-unquote system, that he's been willing to open it up a little bit to sort of cater to some of Drake's strengths. And I think you saw it even in the game on Sunday, like a little bit more play action because your outside zone stuff was working. And it was just like, oh, that's the vision for the offense. And you got this mobile quarterback with a big arm. Like, I can see where you want to go with this. So the more I thought about it, the more I disliked it. And to me, you start getting on that cycle where you're changing out offensive coordinators every freaking year. And look, you change out your offensive coordinator, what's to say the team doesn't stink next year? And then are you changing your head coach? Are you changing your GM? Like, and then you're caught in that same cycle that the Bills were for 20 years, that the Jets continue to be in. Like, you don't want to be that team. That's a bad franchise decision, and I'm leery of it. If they continue to improve the way they have, I wouldn't touch Alex Van Pelt. I'd leave him right where he is.
And I know I think he's a really nice guy, and he's certainly no Rex Ryan or hot hit coach, but I think Alex Van Pelt over the last couple of days, the media session with you guys and then Jones and Keefe today, pretty adamantly pushed back against this story. I thought some of the comments about Drake May's footwork, plus, 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 he's come a long way. Like, yeah, I'm developing this kid. And then today to flat out say, I don't need the help. Isn't that kind of a F you, stop screwing around. I'm doing a pretty damn good job. We're trending in the right direction to the Crafts and everybody else.
I loved it. I did. I thought that was like, yeah, it's my damn job. Like, you hired me to let me do this job. This wasn't going to be a one-year thing. This is a process. You put me in charge with the most important asset you've had in the organization, well, since Mac Jones, but obviously with significantly more physical gifts than Mac had, and a quarterback that's trying to embrace the young guy as opposed to the old guy who, you know, didn't even want a quarterback. If he could have played single wing, he would have done that. So, to me, like, let him do his job. I'm kind of glad he stuck up. And, like, I know he said, like, he doesn't read it, but, well, you know, you don't have to read it, but right. Your wife does, or your son, or your agent, or you hear that stuff. So, I mean, he clearly heard it, and he wanted to make it clear. Like, what are you talking about, man? Is your rookie quarterback not playing pretty good football right now?
Do the Patriots have a chance this weekend?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I think so. I think, what? Yeah, I think, I know.
Even
I
optimistic Andy surprised too. By this, yes.
I think they lose by three scores.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. You're just saying that. You're like, you're trying to do the reverse jinx.
Nope.
The Ewing theory here or something.
Nope.
What are you doing?
No, I think that defensive front is going to dominate this offensive line, and I think that's going to cause problems all day, and I think Matthew Stafford's going to score some points, and Drake's going to be chasing, and it's just a recipe for disaster in Foxborough.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they lose by three touchdowns, then we should be talking about the head coach in this program again. You can take the culture stuff, and I won't want to hear about the culture stuff again for the rest of the year, because this is a good opportunity for them. You know, short week for the Rams, having to come back to the East Coast for a 1 o'clock game, so 10 o'clock in the morning for them. You know, again, disjointed in their last outing, so they'll be motivated for sure. But it's not an easy spot for them. And if you're as frisky as some people think you are, then this is a ball game from start to finish. And if that's the case, and you're home, you have a chance to win.
All right, that is the voice of Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
As always, guys.
All right, Mike Giardi joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any part of that, you can have it delivered to your phone daily. Subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. And you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Just play, or just say, play 93.7 WEEI. The Boston Red Sox sat down and had a meeting with Juan Soto.
Yes!
Not just a meeting, a three-hour meeting. Must have made one hell of an offer in that meeting. Oh, wait, what's that? Oh, maybe not. We'll get into the details of this three-hour-long meeting with no contract offer right after this.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.